What was your first invention?
I'm not saying anything on audio.
Can I just say, well, I'm going to say that your very first invention, in my opinion, was a bracelet made of sellotape.
It was not.
Well, I've never heard of anybody making a bracelet of sellotape before and being able to it be big enough to go all the way around your wrist.
Well, it is. Dad?
Did you invent it?
Yes.
Did you ever see anybody make a bracelet of sellotape before?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an invention. But did you invent anything else ever in your life?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
What?
Balloon.
Oh, you designed a balloon. Well, we keep quiet about the balloon, actually, because we don't want other people to take the idea. That is? Okay. But that's a special design. But this is actually something you've made, because you didn't make that balloon, did you? I think you need a factory for that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. We need to find a balloon manufacturer who will make one. And then you'll have a business with that balloon, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay. But, so is there anything else you've invented then? Did you ever make anything that nobody ever made before?
Bracelet made of sellotape.
Yeah, but another thing. For a box of strawberries which we grow at home.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. And where would you like to sell them?
I would like to sell them just outside our house.
Outside our house, so people from the estate can come and buy them?
Yeah.
How many strawberries will you put in each box?
Five, maybe.
Right. So five small little juicy strawberries in a box. Lovely. And how much would you charge for them then?
I told you, €1.
€1 for five strawberries?
Yeah.
Right. And who do you think will buy them?
I don't know.
Who?
People around the estate maybe. Might come around.
And tell me, how will they know that they're for sale at our house? How will we tell the people that there are strawberries for sale? What's the best way?
I can just put up a sign.
Put up a what?
€1 for one box of strawberries.
But there is a problem. Not many people walk past our house. So how would we... I mean, if you put up a sign, how many people will see the sign? Do you mean walk around the estate carrying the strawberries?
What?
Are you thinking about walking around the estate carrying a box of strawberries?
No.
What did you say again? How would you tell people on the estate that there are strawberries for sale? That's a very good idea. Yes. Anyone who comes past our house. But how many people come past our house every day?
I don't know.
Well, I do know the answer because I sit in my office a lot of the time and I look out very few. We have a small, we have to find another way. Do you mean take the strawberries up to number four?
No, and they could come down.
So we have to get the kids from number four to come down to our house.
Yeah, well, what if they come out one day and then see the strawberries? Maybe they would want one.
That's a very good way of doing it. So we put out the strawberries outside our house, and then we go and get the kids from number four to come down to our house for a play. No? Okay, we'll sleep on the strawberries, will we? Because it's so blooming wet. I don't think the strawberries are going to get much sun. They won't be very red today. Okay, goodbye to strawberries. Say goodbye to strawberry.
Pony story.
Pony story coming up next.